Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. I'm pleased to bring you the 2018 AD revision of the AIC seasonal video series Lessons and Carols for Christmas Eve. I created the program based upon the Christmas Sing event at my former parish before my retirement from pulpit ministry. It was inspired by the popular presentation at King's College, Cambridge. The 2018 AD edition introduces some new images from our archive of historic art and makes the program consistent in style with other AIC seasonal video series. Whether your own parish has a similar program or you simply want to see and hear a Christmas Eve program again, you can watch and listen to Lessons and Carols for Christmas Eve at any time using the link on the digital library page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. For our podcast listeners, the identifying details of each of the 10 historic art illustrations in the series are not read out in the script. For these, you will need to watch the video version. Lessons and Carols for Christmas Eve begins with the same Christmas Eve antiphons spoken at the end of the Great O antiphons before midnight. Special thanks to the parishioners at Holy Cross Anglican Midlothian, Virginia, for participating, and I invite you to join them in the responses. The antiphons are followed by two verses of It Came Upon the Midnight Clear.
Today shall ye know that the Lord will come and deliver you.
And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord.
Tomorrow the iniquity of the earth shall be done away.
And the Savior of the world shall reign over us.
The Lord cometh, go ye out to meet him, and say ye, Great is his dominion, and of his kingdom there shall be no ending.
The mighty God, the ruler, the prince of peace. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The first lesson is Isaiah 9, verse 6, which will be followed by one verse with refrain and a second without the refrain of What Child Is This? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you. The second lesson is Luke 2, verses 1 through 7, which will be followed by two verses of Away in a Manger. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up to Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she would be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Third lesson is Luke 2, verses 8 through 10, followed by one verse with refrain of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their sheep by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. The fourth lesson is Luke 2, verses 11 to 12, followed by two verses with refrain of the first Noel. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The fifth lesson is Luke 2, verses 13 to 14, followed by two verses of Good Christian Men Rejoice. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." The sixth lesson is Luke 2, verses 15 to 16, followed by one verse of Silent Night. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even into Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. The seventh lesson is Luke 2, verses 17 to 18, followed by one verse of God Rest You Merry, Gentlemen. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. The eighth lesson is Luke 2, verses 19 to 20, followed by two verses of Once in Royal David's City. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. The ninth lesson and final lesson is John 1, verse 14, followed by one verse of Joy to the World. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thank you for joining me for this revised edition of Lessons and Carols for Christmas Eve. I invite you to join us for our other AIC seasonal video series for Christmas. Christmas, the Nativity of Our Lord, presented in two episodes, and the 2018 AD edition of the 12 Days of Christmas, presented in 12 episodes, one for each day from the first day of Christmas, Christmas Day, December 25th, through the 12th day of Christmas, January 5th, which is also known as Epiphany Eve. Episodes of both series are linked from the digital library page, with podcast versions linked from the podcast archive page. And now I wish you and all your family a merry and blessed Christmas. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and use its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.